My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening to our episode on all of the things living a realistic, imperfect 80-20 lifestyle, how to set some goals and big dreams for 2025, and really refresh your vision that you have for your life, and also how to navigate a waiting season. So I am joined by my friend Lily Rako. You probably already know who she is if you've listened to the podcast for a while. I love Lily so much. She's one of my podcast friends. We actually became friends at a podcast conference a couple of years ago. So I am honored to have her back. I know you guys are going to love this conversation. It is so real, so raw, so vulnerable. And I hope you love so, so much. Before we get into the topic though, let's dive into our self-check-in. So think of this like a time to just ground yourself before we get into all the fun things. So take a big inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful body. And then exhale, sighing out, letting go of anything that is just not serving you, release it with your breath. All right, ask yourself now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Getting real with yourself and following up the question with, why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, just trying to pinpoint a why. Next question is, what is one thing that I can work on improving before the year is up? Maybe it's giving yourself more you time. Maybe it is being more social. Whatever the case is, just think about it for a second. Next question is, what is one dream I have for 2025? Maybe you pause the podcast and think about this for a second, but just trying to think about what area of your life do you have a goal in? Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's taking care of your mind or going to church for the first time. Just setting that goal for a second. Next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. Grab your water regardless. We're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1, hydration. Let's do it. All right, my gorgeous queen. Next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. All right, our final question of our self-check-in is, what is one area of my life or something in my life that I'm grateful for today? Gratitude is such a good attitude to have, and even in a season when we're trying to work on ourselves, it's really important that we still take a moment to be thankful for where we're at, thankful for things in our life, people in our life, being present even in whatever season you're in today. Okay, really fast, before we dive into this episode with Lily, I have a super exciting announcement for you. So I have an online Pilates studio and app called Sweaty Studio, and I'm having a super exciting New Year's challenge that is going to be launching on January the 1st. So if you are wanting to better your mental health and physical health this year, Sweaty Studio is perfect for you. Make sure you mark your calendars. More details to come. Lots of really exciting things are coming up for the studio in this coming year, and I definitely, definitely want you to be part of it. So mark your calendars for January 1st, and you can join today and just start your Pilates even before the year is up. We have a super fun Christmas challenge happening right now called the 12 Days of Christmas Pilates. You can hop right in. It is just super fun workouts to Christmas music. So definitely hop on in for that, and then mark your calendars, because January 1st, we got a super spicy, really exciting New Year's challenge coming your way. All right, let's get into the episode.
So my name's Lily Rako. I am from Maryland. Currently, I live in Annapolis, which is like kind of like 45 minutes outside of DC, to give you a little geographic info. I am the host of 80/20, which is a podcast for 20-something women learning how to find a balance between function and fun. And we just talk all things faith, fitness, mental health, friendships, relationships. I'm currently back in school. I'm studying psychology at Liberty Online. So I really like to intertwine psychology into my episodes and just kind of figuring out how the brain works, especially when it comes to finding balance and just figuring out in your 20s, because I'm sure that everybody listening, or maybe not everybody listening, but at least my demographics and Callie's demographics tend to kind of overlap a little bit. So for the most part, we're all in our 20s. And even if you're not, you're probably still trying to figure it out. The more that I talk to people, these 40s, my step-grandmother, her name's Nancy, she listens to my podcast, and she's like, this is great advice. And I'm like, you're in your 70s. I'm in my 20s. How is this good advice? So that's just such a testament to the fact that we're all figuring out, and there's just really no like perfect formula.
I love that. What is one surprising psychology fact you've learned in school?
Oh gosh, a surprising psychology fact that I've learned in school. I would say probably that the brain isn't made to multitask. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah. So like as we were about to hop on the mic, Callie goes, I have to make an outline because my brain is just not working. I'm like, no, that's like true. Like your brain is meant to, I mean, the brain's super powerful and some people can definitely multitask better than others, but your main focus needs to be your main focus. And so if you're trying to, this is me this morning, make a cup of coffee, reseason my cast iron on our gas stove, almost burned down the house, switch the laundry, and read my Bible at the same time. That was me this morning. And I just felt God being like, you're going to do me dirty like that. Like, you're not just going to like, this has got to be some like quality time. And the fact that you're trying to reseason the cast iron, make your cup of coffee, which I've got this thing where I forget to put, I have an espresso. So I put the pod in and it just goes. And I've been forgetting to put the cup of coffee there. And just, it's because I'm trying to multitask. I'm emptying the dishwasher and I've got the burner on. Thank goodness I set a 2-minute timer, so I knew when to turn the burner off. This is TMI, but I'm in my bathroom because the coffee's run through me. And now my cast iron that I left left burning on the stove is going off. Yeah. So that was my morning. Your brain's not meant to multitask as described by my morning today. So
that literally sounds like my morning routine. It's like I woke up this morning at the actual crack of dawn. Like, this is not normal for me. 4:30 a.m. because last night was rough. The sleep last night was just rough. And I woke up.
There must have been something in going on because my sleep was horrible last night too. Not to make this about me, but just I'm validating your statement. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. And then Lexi said that her sleep was bad too. Yeah.
Okay. Something's going on then, because anyways, John, well, he was going to the gym early in the morning. So I'm like a light sleeper. So I woke up when he left the room, like he got ready and I didn't wake up. But then the second he closed the door, I woke up and I couldn't fall back asleep because I was like, I'm up. Like, there's so many things to do. And I was up at like 4 something, making my hot lemon water, doing the laundry. I was also reading the Bible, spending time with the Lord. I was trying to do so many things and make the bed. And, you know, I feel like that makes our minds just like feel like there's so much happening. It's like chaos in our brains.
Yeah, it's like the mental clutter. And so I found for me that what I do when all of those, like, especially in the morning, because I wake up and I'm like, there's so much to do. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I'm just overwhelming myself. I just like to make a list of all the things that are flooding my mind, whether it's switch the laundry or, I don't know, check the email, like whatever I have to do that day or whatever is like pressing on my mind. I just write it down on a sticky note and then I just stick it on the countertop in the kitchen. And then I usually will go and read my Bible and do my journal, knowing that that sticky note and all of those things are still going to be there when I'm done. But by staying like single focused, it just helps to kind of like mitigate that overwhelm, you know?
I love that so much. That's like, I sometimes do a brain dump, which it sounds like the same thing. It's just like dumping everything out and then figuring out like, okay, what are we actually going to prioritize from this dump of things?
Yeah. Yeah. And that can be super helpful because it just like, it helps to get all those thoughts out, you know?
Yeah. It's so good. Okay. So a little bit about your school so far. How are you feeling about having, you have one more year left, right? And then you one might more do year. Grad school.
Yes. Yeah. So I never finished my bachelor's. This is my fourth school that I've transferred to. I'll give everybody a little backstory. I'll try to give you the short version. I went to DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana for about a year and a half, moved home right before COVID. I just needed to transfer. I needed a change. Enrolled in a university near my hometown called Salisbury University, lived at home with my parents. Went to that school for 6 weeks, then everything switched to online. And I was like, dang, I'm going to online school anyway. I might as well just switch to Maryland Global Campus, which is Maryland's online state intuition online school. So I was doing that for about a year. And I was like, I really don't like this. I think I'm going to try to apply to jobs. I applied to a ton of jobs and then got a marketing, social media, like digital social media specialist position up here in Annapolis, worked that for about a year. And then I left just to pursue other things. And then I was like, you know what? I think I do want to go back to school. But before I was studying communications, which I was never super passionate about, I just felt like it was something that I had to do, like growing up on social media. It's like communications just makes sense. It was one of those majors that was kind of a catch-all. And most people in the comms major didn't know what they wanted to be when they grew up. And so it was kind of just like a catch-all. Not anything against comm majors because, you know, I mean, I studied comms. Were you a comms major?
I was a comms major.
Is that why you're laughing? Yeah. Yes. Did you feel confident? Like, were you like, yes, comms? Like, that's what I want.
I wasn't sure, honestly. Yeah. I started in business school and then realized that I wanted to do marketing. And I was like, I kind of like the comm school program better. It's more engaging with public relations. Like, it's kind of interchangeable. Yeah. So I switched over. But yes, I can definitely attest to that. I was like, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. And like, it's super interesting. Like, you can apply those skills to literally any area of work or any career. Communications is an amazing major. And what I learned was super interesting, but I was like, I think I want to do this. So comps. And then when I decided to go back to school, I was like, you know what? I think psychology is what I want to do. I am so fascinated by the brain and having struggled with mental health in the past and even like on a day-to-day basis. Woke up this morning feeling super anxious. Like, it is something that, you know, it's kind of a day-to-day battle sometimes. And I was like, dang, I want to help people be able to figure out their brain and how they can not necessarily overcome, but maybe in a sense overcome, but also just navigate the challenges that life brings and how to incorporate God into that. So I was like, okay, I want to do psychology. And I really like the fact that Liberty integrates faith into all of their classes. Like the Bible or the professors will send you Bible verses in their email signatures. Like it just is something that is ingrained into the curriculum. And I think that's really cool. So I'm studying psychology there. And then I'll finish that bachelor's degree hopefully early fall of 2025. And then grad school, which is a whole nother can of worms, but I've started to do some digging into that. And we'll just kind of see what happens. But yeah.
Wow. Are you wanting to be a psychologist?
Yeah. So I would love to become a licensed therapist. I think it's LTC. License. I don't know. See, I got to do more digging, but it's like whatever program I do, I want to do like the clinical side of it and then hopefully get a program that has a license, like exam attached to it. So they teach you obviously all the things that you need to know, but also how to study for the exam and how to pass it and how to become a licensed therapist and kind of take like the clinical route.
Wow, that's amazing. You go, yeah. Girl. I'm so proud of
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Like, that's amazing. I feel like it's not easy to get back into college, especially when you've transferred multiple times and you're kind of like navigating, what do I really want to do? I feel like it's a big decision. And I'm really proud of you for taking that leap and being like, yes, I'm going to do this.
It is hard to know what you want to do. Like, I look at my sister. She is 21 now, but she decided not to go to college. She went to esthetician school instead. And I think that that was such a great decision because she was like, I'm going to do a trade. I don't know what I want to study. She could always go back. Like, that's the cool thing. You could always go back. Obviously, it's going to be harder when you're, you know, in your late 20s. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you have a family. Like, it's going to be harder. But if it's something that you want to do and you realize, okay, I think that this is the path I want to take, you almost take it more seriously. Like as an 18-year-old in college, I definitely didn't take it as seriously as I do now. And so now I have a lot more riding on it because I'm like, okay, I think that this is what I want to do. So I take it more seriously and I've been enjoying it a lot more because I'm more of an adult now than I was at 18, which I'm very grateful for. So
that's such a good point. That's so true. So true. Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned before we were chatting about this episode that you are kind of feeling like you're in this just season of the waiting room. And I'm really curious to kind of know more about like what's on your heart with that and what God's been showing you in this season.
Yeah. So the waiting room, I feel like this whole year has been a waiting game and almost just kind of like trying to listen for God's voice, but not really knowing where he's sending me. And that can be kind of a scary, I don't know if scary is the right word, but just like almost like the fear of the unknown, you know, like you're like, God, like I know that there's something here that you want me to do. And I need clarity on it. And in, I would say like April, I was in school, but I was like, okay, I need to start applying to jobs because you can go to online school and have a full-time job. Like you can make it happen. And so I was like, okay, if I get some sort of remote position or even like hybrid position somewhere, I know that I can have a salary and be able to pay for school. That was like kind of like my biggest thing. I was like, I want to be able to pay for school and out of pocket, not have to take loans. So I was like, I'm going to try to find a full-time job. I've been applying. I've been on LinkedIn every single day and I have gotten just rejection after rejection, after rejection, after rejection, after rejection. And every day more rejections come in because I've been applying to so many jobs that obviously my rejection rate is going to be increased. And so because of that, I've been like, God, like I feel like you told me to start applying for jobs. I feel like I was supposed to kind of go down this road and I don't know why it's taking so long. I don't know why I'm waiting so long. And then probably about 2 months ago, I kind of got this, like, you know, when it's just like a thought that you wouldn't create yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that has to be from God. And so I got this little, like, you know, little God message and he was kind of like, Lil, like you just need to stop. Like, you just need to stop. And I was like, okay, well, I wouldn't come up with that because I wouldn't be telling myself to stop, like trying to find a stable, like salaried income. And because I work in a restaurant, I nanny, I have the podcast, like I do it all. And so I was like, God, like, I don't know why I should stop. And he's like, Lily, like, just stop wasting your time. And I thought, no, that can't be right. So I applied to like 3 more jobs that night and almost immediately all 3 of those companies emailed me no. And so I was like, okay, great. Okay. I'm listening. You caught my attention. And Callie's laughing because it's so funny. And it's just
so, he does that though.
Yeah. Yeah. He does that. He's like, really? Like, you're not going to listen to me. And so he was like, okay, no, no, and no. Are you, do I have your attention? That was pretty much what that conversation was like. And I was like, okay. So ever since that night, like 2 or 3 months ago, I have not applied to a, you know, a corporate, you know, LinkedIn type of role. Still just working my miscellaneous, you know, part-time jobs. I also teach fitness. That's another thing that I do. So I just, I've got multiple streams of income and we're just making it work. But yeah, I spent so much time trying to like throw stuff at the wall to see what stuck and just kind of like, I felt like I was hanging out in God's waiting room because I was like, what do you want me to do next? And probably about 3 weeks ago, I had this moment of like, okay, well, you're almost a year out from finishing school. You've been trying to figure out what you want to do, but what if what you think you want to do isn't really what you need to do? That's when I started researching grad school. So this grad school thing is like a relatively new development. And so finally, when I started to do that, it kind of diverted my attention a little bit away from the quote unquote job search. And I finally felt this peace that I had felt in a really long time. So obviously, once again, that's from God. Mm. And I was reading a devotional the other day and it was something along the lines of like, God is always on time and he's never going to give you an idea that, or maybe he might like plant, I don't know. He's not going to plant a seed and do nothing with it essentially. And so this kind of idea of God's waiting room, let me pull up my note from it because I wrote it down the other day. I thought it was cool. So one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans ahead. It's such a good one. That was one that I learned in like vacation Bible school really? In like, as like an itty bitty. And it just always stuck with me. And I think that God might've known that I would always be concerned with like what I'm supposed to do with my life. And I feel like you and I are kind of similar in the sense of like, we're always doing so many things. Like, do you feel like you are always like, what am I supposed to do with my life? You're nodding yes. So.
I feel like it's so funny you say that verse though, because that's the verse that just like hearing God's voice, he sometimes puts verses just in my mind. And that is one that I have so frequently come into my mind is yeah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. Yeah. That's so interesting you say that though, that you're so similar in that.
Yeah. And I just think that like the verses that are kind of like almost written on your heart, like those are the ones that you need the most. Mm. And so this one in particular is one that is always in the back of my mind. And so knowing that God has a plan for you, has a hope for you, has a future for you, you're not going to forever be in the waiting room. And when I was reading this devotional, I was like, God's always on time. His waiting room can sometimes be his training room. And I love the gym. And so automatically my mind flipped that to sometimes his waiting room is actually his weight room. And as cheesy as that sounds, right, exactly. Cause it's like, what do you do in the weight room? Okay. You are following your training plan. You are making sure that you're hitting your protein goal. You are loading up your barbell a little bit heavier every single day, trying to hit that progression, trying to PR your bench or PR your back squat, and you're picking up heavier dumbbells and you're training. You are truly training to get to where you want to be, to get closer to the goal. And I was like, dang, do I do that? Do I spend time waiting in the waiting room or do I spend time training in the weight room? Mm. And that kind of just has been on my heart lately of like, what are you going to do with the time that God is making you wait? Are you just going to sit around and do nothing? Or are you going to start to find a little bit of direction and try to go grow closer to him, even when it feels like you don't know what your next step is going to be. So kind of in that in between of like the job search versus like, do I want to go to grad school? Like grad school is a year away. So whether I want to go or not, I still have time and I still have a whole year of my bachelor's to finish. So why wouldn't I spend time growing closer to God, learning how to hear his voice better, memorizing the verses that I need to memorize, because clearly I don't trust that he has a plan for my life if I am constantly worried about it. So just like spending time finding those pockets of like insecurity in my faith and growing closer to him and training and becoming stronger. And eventually I hopefully will just fully be able to have faith. And like, that's such a weird thing to say because it's like, oh, I love Jesus and I trust God, but like, do I? Like, what are you doing in the waiting room? So
yeah. Wow. That's so good. Like I resonate so much with that. It's your God's trip speaking through to me, honestly, probably to everyone else listening too. But it's so interesting that you like bring that up because last night, so I've definitely been consumed with a lot of worry of the unknown lately. I mean, I'm launching a new business in person that's completely out of my comfort zone. And I have a new baby. It's new developmental stuff every day, launching a bunch of new stuff with my online studio. Like, it's just a lot of unknown. Overwhelm is how I'm feeling. And I had this dream last night where I was in water. I was in shallow water. And then all of a sudden it got really deep. And my friend gave me a snorkel mask when it got really deep and I could see, but I felt like the deep water was like pulling me down and I was really scared. And I was afraid of like alligators in the water. Anyways, I have this book that you might actually think is cool. Anyone listening, if you have a lot of dreams, a lot of times God speaks to us in dreams. If you look all through the Bible, he's spoken to people in dreams for literally since everything started. It's really cool because this book's called The Divinity Code. It's a super cool dream book and it's all rooted in scripture. So there's different symbols that mean different things. What I'll do when I'm interpreting a dream is I'll first ask the Holy Spirit to like, what do you want me to know about this dream? And half the time, I mean, the Lord will just tell me what it means. And then I'll do the interpretation and I end up finding the exact same thing out. But it's super cool because this dream was very symbolic of overwhelm and surrender to God in moments where we don't know what's next, what the unknown holds, all that stuff. So it's really interesting that you bring that up, Lily. I love the training in the waiting and how you're resonating that with the weight rack and the weight room and all of that, because it's so true. I'm curious to know, like, what are some ways that you are, maybe you're already doing it, or maybe you're going to be working on it. Like, how are you going to work on growing closer to God in this season?
Yeah. So the dream book sounds really cool. I definitely need that because I think that things like that, just like learning how to hear God's voice is something that I really need to work on because sometimes it's so blatantly clear, but then I disobey it. And then sometimes it's just kind of like this still small whisper and it's so quiet that you might miss it. And so just learning how to sit in the quiet and look for that is something that I really, really need to work on. I'm constantly like distracted. Like my brain is always pulled in different directions. And I think that that's just because life is kind of chaotic for me right now. And so I'm constantly feeling like I'm pulled in a bunch of different directions, but like truly carving out time to sit. I would love to spend an hour every single morning in my quiet time, but unfortunately it's been like 15 to 30 minutes. Like I would love to spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in my quiet time. I think that that would really be one of the most helpful things that I could learn how to do in the waiting room. And then also just like, I think just like memorizing more scripture. I have them posted like all over my house on my mirror, in the kitchen, like all kinds of verses. But I think just like memorizing more of that because God loves when we repeat scripture back to him and pray using scripture. And so I think memorizing more scripture is something that I need to work on. And then gosh, what else? I think just like spending more time with more Christian friends. Like I have a great group of people here, but I've been kind of like isolating myself lately just because I feel like I have so much to do, but truly carving out time to be like, hey guys, like let's all go get coffee. Let's all go get dinner. Just like being intentional with that time because it's so important to be surrounded by community and I'm always so encouraged by them. So it's like, why wouldn't I spend more time with them? You know?
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started, simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Okay, I need to share a really cool testimony that happened to me today with you. It is so wild. So you might know, but I really like this app called Glorify. It is a daily devotional Christian app. The devotional has different parts. So there's a quote to start, a passage of scripture to read, and then the devotional that kind of covers what that passage talked about. And then there's other things you can do, like the daily walk with God, which is kind of like a meditation sort of moment to just ground yourself and meditate on scripture and just get closer to God. They have thought for the day, song of the day. They have other meditations, like sleep meditations and stuff. Anyways, I was breastfeeding Belle while I was using the app and I didn't have a lot of time. I felt like really stressed because I just had so much stuff to do today. And I popped on the passage of the day and it was Ecclesiastes 4:4-6, which is a scripture that's kind of all about work and rest and all these things. It was super cool though, because it was like God just fully speaking to me. I was feeling so overwhelmed with work. I felt like I couldn't slow down. But in that moment, he helped me realize that like work is a gift from him, but also rest is a gift from him. And the devotional just really helped me realize that as well. It was just literally so cool also because my pastor did a sermon this past week that was all about rest. And I'm like, okay, God is clearly trying to talk to me about this. It was not the first time this happened before. Like I've used the app before and I've just felt the Lord talk to me, even if it's for a few minutes of me spending time with him in a busy day. Like it just shifts everything in the day. Like it's so beautiful. I 10 out of 10 recommend trying out Glorify if you are craving growing closer to God, you want to hear his voice better, or maybe you are just curious about what it looked like to have a relationship with him. It is an incredible app. I'm not even kidding. And right now, Glorify is offering you a free 14-day free trial when you visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app. That's glorify-app.com/Cali to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Cali. Let me know what you think about Glorify and if you have any cool testimonies that come from using the app as well. My gorgeous queen, we have to get real for a second. Have you ever felt dismissed or brushed off when it comes to your health? Like your concerns weren't taken seriously or you didn't have the answers you needed? Well, let me tell you about SheMD, a podcast that's truly changing the game for women's health and is my new current podcast obsession. I just listened to their episode on all the things blood sugar and insulin, and let me tell you, I was mind blown. I literally took so many notes and I felt like I was in wellness class 101 because the way they broke it all down was so easy to understand, but also packed with actionable tips I can actually use in my own life. Hosted by the amazing women's advocate, Mary Alice Haney, and world-renowned physician Dr. Thais Alibadi. You might know her as a doctor trusted by Rihanna, the Kardashians, and Hailey Bieber. This podcast is more than just a resource. It is a movement. Every episode is packed with real conversations about the health topics we all face, from fertility, PCOS, and mental health. They're breaking stigmas and having open, empowering discussions with celebrity guests like Sophia Richie Grange, Halsey, and Kim Kardashian, sharing their own health journeys along with expert advice. What I love most is it's not just about awareness, it's about action. SheMD gives you the knowledge and tools to confidently advocate for your own health because no one knows your body better than you do. New episodes drop every Tuesday, making it the perfect wellness ritual to keep you motivated and informed all week long. Trust me, you'll feel like you're part of a powerful, supportive community of women ready to take control of their health and their lives. So, what are you waiting for? Go check out SheMD wherever you get your podcasts today. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Callie here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss, PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estro Control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that Estro Control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen.
Yeah, I love that. Something that's been helping me a lot with the social life in the busy season is I started having like a weekly friend dinner night. So
love it.
It's so fun. Like every Saturday night, we'll invite over like our group of friends, and it's been perfect with the baby because like she goes to bed early. So I'm like, let's just have the social thing here.
Yeah, that's so nice.
It's so good. And it's just like having that routine. I mean, it's literally been two weeks in a row, but I mean, just that. It's been so good. I'm like, wow, yeah. I feel like I'm social and having like quality friend time each week.
Yeah. And having that like consistent date on the calendar can be really helpful too. Cause it's totally. Like, we just know that this is going to happen tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's so essential in busy seasons. Okay. So for someone who maybe is feeling how you're feeling of kind of like they're in this season of what's next, I think especially around the new year, I mean, this time of the year for most people is just so crazy busy. I feel like half the time we just get distracted of what's really going on in our hearts and our lives. But like, I know when this season, when it's January and we're entering February and all this time, like I know kind of reality is going to catch up to us. And I'm curious, like, do you have any advice for the girl who's listening to this, who is feeling how you're feeling? She isn't sure where or what is next in her life. Maybe she's had a hard time setting goals for the new year. She doesn't even have a vision of what the future could hold. So do you have any advice of just encouragement for someone like that?
Oh gosh. Okay. So I actually wrote down in my journal, this is so sad, but I was staring across the room at my vision board from last year. And I wrote down, I don't even think I want to make a 2025 vision board because I don't think that anything's going to happen. And so if you're feeling, it's really sad. So if you're feeling like just discouraged in your goals, whether it's, you know, January 1st when you're listening to this or December 1st of, you know, next year when you're listening to this, like wherever you are in your goal setting journey, I just think that it's important to know that like God puts dreams on your heart for a reason. And sometimes those dreams are never going to come to fruition because, you know, it's more about the path that you're taking to get you to where you truly need to be. And then sometimes those dreams are absolutely going to come true and you never know what's going to happen. So cross something off of your goals list just because it hasn't happened yet. That's something that I've just had to remind myself time and time again this past year. This year was really a building year for me. It was a waiting year, a building year, and almost like, hey, you're going to be tested a little bit and we're just going to see what resilience looks like for you. That's kind of been this year for me. And if that's the kind of year that you're having too, or if that's the kind of month that you're having too, just know that you're not alone in that. And you're always going to come out on the other side. I think tangibly speaking, sometimes it's nice to take a step back from your goals. If you feel burnt out by them, if you feel completely overwhelmed by them, if you feel like you just can't accomplish this thing, take a step back, like come back to your why. Why was your goal of graduating college on your goals list in the first place? You know, do you have a reason to do it? Or is it someone else's dream for you? Like, why is that a dream for you? Come back to that why. I think that can help to put things in perspective. And then also, I think like, talk about it, like call a friend, call a parent. If you're close with your mom and dad, like just talk to someone about it. Lexi, my younger sister, she's always my sounding board. And I was kind of just talking to her the other day about how I'm upset because I didn't hit X, Y, and Z goals this year. And she was like, yeah, but look at all the things that you did do. She's like, look at all the evidence that you are progressing. Maybe you're not exactly where you thought you were going to be, but you're still making progress. You're still moving in a certain direction. And she just kind of helped to like add perspective to my life and kind of paint a picture of like, wait, I'm not a failure. So I think that that's really important too. Just get a little bit of perspective and take a step back. We can be so hard on ourselves and just kind of belittle ourselves and our progress because we're the ones seeing it every single day. But from an outside perspective, you're making big strides and you just don't realize it.
Wow. I love that so much. That's so, so good. And I love that, like the what you said about going back to your why, especially with dreams. I think that's so important. That's something the Lord's definitely been speaking to me a lot is like, is this dream about you, Callie? Is it a self-glory kind of dream? Or is it a dream that I put on your heart that's going to help better the world and serve others? I think that's been something that
with dreams in particular, it's really important to just kind of get to the root of like, why do I really desire this? And also with like casting vision with the Lord, because God has, he knows, like, Lily, have you seen those photos before of like the big teddy? So it's like the girl holding like the small teddy bear, and then behind the girl's like God holding like a very large teddy bear.
Yeah. Like a little, is it like a little like illustration thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, those are so sweet.
They're so sweet. It's so true though. It's like, yeah, we only have so much perspective of what our potential could hold, but yeah, God sees us for who he is shaping us to become. And so it's easy sometimes when we feel like we're in this rut or we feel like we're not operating as our best selves to be like, well, like, what's the point, honestly? Yeah. But God sees us for everything that we're becoming and who he made us to be. He sees us for more than our performance, more than the job we lost or for the bad grade we got. Like, he sees us beyond that. So I think that's something that is, I just encourage anyone listening to really this year put like God in your vision board. Ask God to put vision on your heart, to put the dreams on your heart. And he definitely will. And he'll give you some hope and encouragement and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's like so inspirational for me too. And just like such a good reminder, because sometimes I get wrapped up in like what I think I want. And oftentimes it's like, it's not about me. I had a friend in Bible study. I asked a question. I always like to ask like the most random, I don't know if it's like random, but I like to ask the hard questions that like everyone's thinking, but like nobody wants to say.
I love that and then about you.
Things. And she just goes, well, it's not about you. And I was like, you're right. You're right. I was like, I like you a little bit better now. She just called me out. Yeah. She's like, well, it's not about you. I was like, huh, okay, you're probably right. But that's true, because it's not like ultimately like your dreams, obviously, like you will be guided and equipped to move in a direction that you're probably going to be passionate about. Like, you're probably going to find joy in doing the thing that God's called you to do. Like, why would he wire you for a purpose that you don't like? Like, he's
so true.
Like, he's not a bad guy. Like, he doesn't want, you know, like he wants you to have fun. And so I think a lot of times, like, following God's will for our lives, like, it might be kind of scary. We might be like, oh, what if he puts me in a place that I don't want to be? Like, you're always going to find something good there. Even if it's like not necessarily like the best situation, like maybe he sends you to like the middle of nowhere, small town USA. Like, maybe that's where your husband is going to be. Like, who knows? Who the heck knows where and why God is sending you somewhere. But if he's kind of like pushing you in a direction, like, he's always going to equip you to go there. So yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. So good. Speaking fire.
Thanks. It's not me.
It's so funny, because it's like, I like say things and I'm like, I'm literally just like struggling with everything. I feel like I'm just talking to myself half the time.
No, and I totally agree. When I record the podcast and then I listen back to it to edit, I'm like, oh, this was a therapy session for me. This was me giving myself a pep talk. Because I think a lot of times, like, we can speak the most vulnerably and the most candidly when it's something that we're struggling with in the present moment or was struggling with last week. So I think that, like, all this stuff, like, for both of us maybe right now, this is like the combo that, like, I'm sitting here drinking my coffee. As I sat down, I was thinking, like, oh, I get to have coffee with Callie this morning. Like, that was my thought. And this is like exactly the combo that I hope that we would have.
I love this so much. And I'm going to be fully transparent with everyone listening, because I feel like it's just, it sometimes helps me when I hear people I'm listening to are going through it. Like, last night, it was a really bad night for me. I had a full-blown mental breakdown, and I had a mental breakdown this morning also. And I was like, I want to quit. I'm done. I'm over all of this. Like, I'm done. And, you know, it's so interesting, because this is where I think it's important that we are vulnerable with people in our lives. I told my friend McKaylee, who she teaches with me, Lily, I think you'd be friends with McKaylee. Just total side note.
I think I follow her on Instagram.
Really? I feel like you guys...
She's your other instructor, right? Or one of your... Okay. Yeah. She's cool. She seems cool.
I think you guys would actually be like really good friends.
No way.
You need to meet one day.
Yeah. Anyways, I got to come visit.
Yes, please. I actually told her about you today.
Oh, really? Thanks.
So... McKaylee's one of my best friends, and I told her yesterday, because we were filming for Sweaty Studio, not to like spoil surprises for anyone listening, but I will have another instructor. So exciting.
So exciting.
I was telling her, I let her in and I was like, I am just like really struggling right now. And she was like, how can I pray for you? And she like just spoke so much life over me. She's like, Callie, you are a light in this world. Like just encouraged me so much. And I think it's important that we have those friends in our circle who we can be vulnerable with, because it is a text of encouragement or just a word of encouragement goes a really long way when the enemy tries to tear us down and tries to discourage us, because discouragement is the voice of the enemy. It's not the voice of God. So if you're feeling discouraged and it is actually getting to you so much, like go to someone in your life, talk to them, or tell God, be like, I need encouragement.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need encouragement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of times, like when you're kind of like getting closer to where God wants you to be, whether it's in this moment or, you know, like, you know, where he wants you to be like a year or 2 years from now, when you're kind of getting closer to that, like the enemy will kind of ramp up his game a little bit and will really try to get in there and to make you doubt yourself.
Yes.
Like no other. It's going to happen, and he's going to use those insecurities to really get you down. And so I feel for you, Callie, when you say like, you know, you're feeling super discouraged, because I think you're probably on the cusp of something really, really cool in all aspects of life. And I would imagine that the enemy is just trying to like ramp up his game, because he sees that God's about to like bring you like the best blessings and like put you exactly where you're supposed to be. And obviously he doesn't want that, because like if he can get to you, then he will, you know?
Yeah. Thank you, girl. I have chills. Yeah. That was amazing.
Love
same
you.
For you. Literally.
Thank you.
Right back at you. Same thank exact you. Thing. Shifting gears slightly, I want to talk a little bit about 80/20. So I know you have some really big, exciting things for your podcast, 80/20. But beyond the podcast, for anyone listening, tell us about the concept of 80/20. And for anyone who maybe doesn't know what it is, can you dive into what 80/20 means to you and also how you apply that to your life?
Yeah. So the 80/20 principle is essentially, or at least how I apply it to the podcast and to my life, is the imperfect balance of function versus fun. And so I know firsthand that it's tough to find an approach to health and wellness that doesn't compromise training hard and getting to where you want to be and hitting those goals, and also having fun, having a social life, being able to enjoy the slice of cake or eat the cookie or skip a workout if it just doesn't fit into your schedule without feeling guilty. Like I have juggled with that balance for years and I know exactly what that feels like. And so 80/20 is really the formula that I've found that works the best. It's essentially focus the most on your healthy habits. That can be your 80%, but leave room for a little bit of fun. Leave room to go to yoga and then also hit the Chick-fil-A drive-thru on the way home with your friend. Leave room for going for your 5-mile run in the morning, but also having a glass of Prosecco at your sister's engagement party later that day. Like, leave room for both, because they can coexist, but you just have to find a balance. And so 80/20, the podcast, essentially just like kind of chronicles different people's stories and my story of kind of struggling to find that balance or winning at finding that balance. Because I think day to day it's different for everybody. So the 80/20 lifestyle is really something that I try to embody, and it's something that I've struggled with and won at and just everything in between. So I think that by applying that principle to your life, really focusing on your healthy habits like 80% of the time and then leaving room for fun 20% of the time. Obviously, sometimes those ratios are flipped. Sometimes I'm like 80% fun, 20% habits, and that works out to you sometimes. You know, think vacation, think, you know, college break, home for the holidays, have a little bit of extra fun, but when you can get back into it and prioritize your healthy habits and routines.
When you fall off of routine, like let's say you have your 80%, you're doing really well at it, you're like, let's go. And then all of a sudden you miss one day of the gym, 2 days of the gym, 3 days of the gym, and you're like, oh, might as well wait to next year. Mm. Do you have advice to get back in the 80 and not feel guilty about the 20?
Yeah, I would say that guilt usually comes from feeling almost like there's some sort of insecurity. Maybe you think that your 80% is going to help you to, something for me was just body image. So when I really felt that guilt from maybe like eating a cookie or a slice of cake or having, you know, a drink at the bar, like I would feel guilty for having fun because I felt like I was super insecure in my body. And so I think finding security in that balance is super helpful. And my security comes from knowing who I am in the Lord. So ultimately not feeling guilty for skipping a workout for a day, 2 days, 3 days, for eating half a pan of brownies, you know, with my sister over the weekend, like not feeling guilty and, you know, tummy ache later, like wouldn't recommend, but like to not feel guilty just means that I am secure in who God says I am, and then I can thrive in my other areas. So it really comes from finding that security in the Lord, which is something that you have to work at, but it also comes very easily, and that can be kind of complex sometimes. But I think just knowing that He loves you, He made you, He knows all the hairs on your head, He created you for a purpose, that is secure enough. That gives me enough security to know that, like, okay, if I skip 2-3 days at the gym because I had finals last week, doesn't mean that I am going to negatively progress in the gym, stuff like that. And so, yeah, I think it can be kind of tough because we start to overthink how simple all of this is. But when we kind of zoom out and realize, like, you know what, I deserve to have a little bit of fun. And when it comes down to it, like, life's kind of short. Like when you're obviously like prioritize your health because you want to be able to live as long as you can. But I hope that I'm 105 laying on my deathbed, not regretting the piece of cake that I ate when I was 20, you know, like how sad would that be? So
true.
Like I hope that I'm healthy enough that I put enough into my 80% to be able to have fun in my 20%, but then also be able to like live a long, healthy, happy life. And hopefully that's something that God will bless me with. And that's what I hope. And that's probably what everybody hopes, to live a long, healthy life, a long, happy and fun and healthy life. So yeah.
I love that. That's so good. So true. Everything you're saying, just so good. So before we wrap up, where can everyone find you and follow you and listen to you and everything?
Yeah. So you can follow 8020 on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. It's just 8020 with a little slash in the middle. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Lily Rayko. It's just at Lily Rayko, LILYRAKOW. And then 8020 is 8020 pod. That's 8020 POD. And then I'm also 8020 pod on TikTok, 8020 POD.
Okay. And before we go, I know you have a lot of fun upcoming stuff. A lot of it, you said, is still a little under hush hush. You can't.
It is. It's a little top secret.
What are some fun things that my listeners can expect and get excited for you and join?
Yeah. So coming in the new year, we have a lot of exciting updates. Oh, Callie, this is so top secret, but I can't help myself. Callie, I have to show you like the new, like, I'll whisper. Yeah, it involved a photo shoot and a graphic designer. That's all I can say to you guys right now. But I whispered it to Callie. But a new fill in the blank for the pod, new trailer, which is super exciting. It's not like a full overhaul rebrand, but just like a refresh.
Yeah.
So just lots of exciting stuff, lots of fun guests coming on the pod in the new year. Just a really, I mean, not like a ton of stuff is like changing, but it's just getting better, and it's just going to enhance the listener experience and really just continue to put them first. And then hopefully like long-term goal is to do like events and merch and all that kind of stuff. So just getting better and really continuing to put my listeners at the forefront, and just hoping to create good, inspiring, faith-based content that encourages people's lives. So yeah.
That's so much. You're amazing. And
you're amazing.
Everyone just go follow her, go support. And that sparked an idea that I had that I need to tell you about. I have a fun idea for us.
Okay. And also Callie's coming on my podcast, and are you posting it this week?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. So mine will go up Thursday. So if you guys are listening now, come listen to Callie's on 8020 tomorrow. If you're listening on Wednesday, the 18th.
Yay. Well, Lily, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know my HBH fam loves you, and you
thanks
are
so inspiring. Thanks for having me.
You're so inspiring. Thanks, and just so real. And yes, I am just, I love you so much. So I cannot wait to see you in person again soon.
Love you.
All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Make sure you go tag us in your Instagram stories at Healthy Be Human Pod, and go and DM Lily any questions you have, tag her in your Instagram stories. And of course, go listen to her podcast as well. All right. I'll see you next time, guys. Have the best day and stay healthy, be human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.